And today we welcome from Flathead Electric Co-op, we have Ashley Keltner. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
Thanks. Good to be here.
So you are here not representing Flathead Electric, but Climate Smart Glacier Country.
Yeah, that's correct. I've been on their board of directors for about the last 6 months.
So how do the two kind of work together? Or do they?
Well, there's a lot of commonalities and some goals. So any chance they get, we try to work together.
Okay. So I'll tell you, I am really excited about the concept of electric vehicles. I'm thrilled, first of all, that the concept has finally come around, and secondly, that so many manufacturers have finally jumped on board. It seems like just about every car manufacturer is now getting ready to offer at least one model. Some have said that within a few years, their entire line is going that direction.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, but I think just about everybody is making them nowadays.
What's the reason for that, do you think?
Well, I think the the number one reason is greenhouse gas emissions, trying to reduce those. I think the transportation industry creates about 30% of the United States emissions.
Mm-hmm. About 30%. And
yeah. The more electric cars we can get out there, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if in your position at Flathead Electric Co-op, now, this presents two challenges for you. Well, actually, one challenge and one opportunity. The opportunity, of course, is that it's another revenue stream for you. The challenge is, have we got enough energy to power all the cars in the valley as well as all the homes and businesses?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, part of that is getting people to use that energy at the right times.
Mm-hmm. And
in the right way.
Yeah. That's okay. So we've got a lot of education to do here, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So talk with me about why you think EVs are the viable option.
Why they're the viable? I think the costs are declining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's new battery technologies out there. That's driving the cost to come down. Super low maintenance cost. You never have to get an oil change again.
Yeah.
No spark plugs.
I don't think Grease Monkey would be very happy about that.
Oh, there's still some annual maintenance on them. Mm-hmm. Somebody will pick that up.
Yeah.
But, maybe 50% of the cost on your maintenance. And mm-hmm. not to mention the gas savings.
Sure. And I think from a geophysical perspective or a geopolitical perspective, we've been kind of been held hostage, I think, because of our need for gas and oil, and it's led to wars. Maybe we can step away from that.
Yeah, this would be a good opportunity for that. I mean, even now the federal government's offering tax credits up to $7,500 for the purchase mm-hmm. of EVs.
The other thing I'm looking at here is I'm looking at Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler. These guys have an opportunity now to reestablish themselves as the world leader in automotive production, which is where they had been for generations.
Yeah, exactly. American made.
Yeah.
Even Tesla now. This year, I think it was cars.com came out with a list of top American vehicles, and Tesla had two of the top three, and that's mm-hmm. counting, materials, labor, everything.
Mm-hmm. And Ford now has come out with the Lightning, which is basically an F-150 truck.
Yeah, that one looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So, the other thing that I think is fascinating too is that we're looking at a new battery plant in Georgia. So we'll be producing those batteries here on American soil.
Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah. So from the standpoint of emissions, we're not talking about any emissions at all, are we?
No direct emissions from your electric vehicle at all. Around here, no emissions at all because you're plugging them into a completely carbon-free grid.
So, yeah.
Yeah, our power comes from that water spilling over the dam. No emissions there.
Yeah. I think that I'm not sure if that's the case in eastern Montana, though I think they're trying to move toward wind and other types of power generation there and solar.
Yeah, even when you plug your electric vehicle into a grid that, you know, is powered by coal or gas, you're still saving emissions with your EV.
Yeah.
You'd still be creating more with the internal combustion engine.
Mm-hmm. Do you have an EV?
No, I don't. But the next time I'm in the market, it'll definitely be a consideration.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of your colleagues at Flathead Electric have EVs.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And you've had one. You've had one there that, that people have been driving around.
Yeah, we have a couple. You can go online and sign up. We have a Chevy Bolt that you could sign up for pretty quickly. We also have a Tesla. It's a little bit of a waiting list for that.
I'll bet, yeah.
I got on that list pretty early, so I had my weekend with it.
What'd you think?
Well, I loved it. It was great, yeah.
We have a Toyota Camry, which is a hybrid. And I was always under the impression that electric cars were, dogs. I just thought, this isn't going to have much power. There's not going to be much to it. So we're out driving on the Highline, somewhere between Shelby and Chester. And some guy in front of me was, it's like 75-mile-an-hour speed limit there. Some guy's trugging along about 60, and I want to pass him. And I look there, and I've got a little bit of room. And so I pull out there, and I put my foot on it, thinking I'm really going to have to stomp on it to get around this guy. I mean, the G-force was nuts. I look down and I'm doing 100 miles an hour, just like that. So I learned my lesson real quick. The torque, I mean, you're gone. You've got to be a light-footed person if you're going to drive an EV.
Yeah, they're definitely fun. And I think that's a common perception from people is they don't think the EVs really have that.
Yeah.
You talk electric car, I don't know. But once you get in it, you see, they've really got some power, and they're fun to drive.
Yeah,
quiet as could be. That's a really nice feature. I like that.
Now, those of us who love Harleys and love that Harley sound will be disappointed if it's an EV. It won't have that tune. Yeah, Ashley Keltner is our guest. He's here with Climate Smart Glacier Country. And I want to kind of dig a little bit deeper into maybe some conditions specific to our area, why an EV is a good option. We'll do that next. This is a fun conversation. I enjoy talking about electric vehicles. This is one of those cool things that I've been thinking about for a long time. Ashley Keltner is our guest. He works for Flathead Electric Co-op, and he also is part of the board of Climate Smart Glacier Country. So that puts you kind of in a unique position to discuss this with us. So we kind of touched on this a little bit, but why is the Flathead Valley such a unique place where EVs will really fit in beautifully?
Yeah, like I said, I'm here on behalf of Climate Smart, but this is where I get to tout Flathead Electric a little bit.
Okay, go for it.
If you look at the what's happening with gas prices, very volatile. They've been rising lately. But if you look at your residential kilowatt hour cost, I think that's gone down for 3 straight years.
Wow.
Very steady, very stable. And then we do have that residential demand. But if you learn when and how to charge your EV, it should never raise your demand charge at all. If you just don't charge it during those hours in the morning and afternoon, go ahead and charge it at night when you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's right. Take advantage of the low power times. Are we talking about 110 volts or are we talking 220?
You could do it either way. Level one charger is, it's a 120 connection. It's slower. It'll charge, take you all night to charge your car, but it still gets the job done. The level two chargers, they use 240. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what most home chargers nowadays would be. And they're, quite a bit faster.
But that's basically your electric range.
Exactly.
That's your dryer.
Yep.
Your electric dryer. That's not a lot. That's not like your you know, having to bring in some special thing.
No, you might have to have an electrician wire a spot for it in the garage, but it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not something you have to have a flathead electric come out and give you a special connection. Yeah. All right. And so that's really all we're talking about is maybe being smart about it. You don't do it like you, oh my gosh, I forgot to charge the car. I better do it here while I'm taking my shower.
Exactly. And don't come home from work and plug it in and start charging then.
While you're watching TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of them nowadays, you can program them. They easily set up the hours that you want it to charge, and it'll take care of the rest for you.
What about the possibility of being stuck on the side of the road because you ran out of charge?
Well, I don't know about you, but most days I'm not driving over 300 miles. Yeah. So I stay around town and... Mm-hmm. So it's a great car if you're commuting somewhere back and forth or around town. But if you're making a long trip, then you just need to do a little bit of planning.
Well, most of us take a look at the gas gauge anyway. We've got something similar to that in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And who was that I was talking with? The guy that owns one of the Teslas with you guys.
Oh, Wade, probably.
Yeah, Wade, yeah. Yep. Yeah, and he was telling me, well, he says, I'm going to Seattle, so I stop off in Coeur d'Alene and have a cup of coffee and charge, partial charge, and I stop off in Britsville and have another cup of coffee and charge. Takes about that long. He said, then I stop off in Ellensburg, and then I stop off, and then I go into Seattle. He says, it's no big deal. I don't really stop that much more than I would if I were stopping for gas.
Yeah, you stretching want to get out of your car every now and then, stretch your legs, use the bathroom, get a snack, let your car charge while you're doing that.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, President Biden is talking about setting up 100,000 of these charging stations. So maybe it's not that big of a deal, huh?
No, it's going to take some time, but it'll get there. There's already more of them coming in our area, so they're easy to find. You go on a little app, you can search, see where they all are. Mm-hmm. I think there's around 40 public charging stations in our area already.
Already?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And more coming.
So now we're talking misconceptions. Let's kind of clear all those up after this. Okay. If you're even considering getting an electric car in the next few years, Ashley Keltner is with us from Climate Smart Glacier Country and Flathead Electric Co-op. And let's clear up some misconceptions about this, Ashley. First of all, let's try one out. Can we do that?
Yes. Yes. You can go at Flathead Electric's website and check one out.
Really?
We have two of them. We have the Chevy Bolt and the Tesla. You just sign up. You have to show some proof of insurance, and you're able to check those out and give them a try. The Tesla's booked for a while, but it's definitely a good option. I did it myself, and I certainly don't regret it.
What about the cost of these things?
The cost, they're a little bit more. There are, I think, 10 EVs now that are under the average price of a new car. So they're definitely coming down. There are some less expensive options, but you're going to pay a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You're going to make that up in your gas costs.
Yeah. And what effect is this, do you think, going to have on your electric bill?
Not much. I mean, it may be 40% of what you're saving in your gas might show up on your electric bill. Like I said, if you do it at the right times, it's not going to affect you too much at all.
If you, for example, set to timer, as you'd said before, so you charge your car up between midnight and 4 a.m., you probably aren't going to see much difference at all.
Right. Keep it off that peak time, and you won't hurt the demand.
All right. So I remember the EV1, which was in a movie that was out called Who Killed the Electric Car? And that was one of those movies that made me so angry. And this was one, I think, that had, I think at that time, that car had an average, I think it could go about 60 miles on a charge. And a lot of folks had, I think David... trying to remember who all had them. There was quite a few stars had them, and they loved them. It was a little thing. It was kind of a sporty little thing, and it whizzed along totally silent, and it would do about 60 miles an hour down the California freeways, zero emissions. And Tom Hanks owned one and loved it. And they were advertising them, and they'd say, this car is not for everyone, just for 90% of everyone. And the point they made was that the average person drove about 37 miles a day, and this car would go 60 miles on a charge. And I think you made that point earlier. This most of these cars go about 300 miles now. How many times do we go over 300 miles?
Yeah, not very many.
Well, you drive to Missoula and back, and you haven't driven 300 miles yet.
No, that's a perfect day trip for this thing.
Yeah, for something like that.
Yep.
So what's the possibility of these things eventually being able to be charged with solar collectors, for example, on the vehicle themselves?
I think that's already in development in some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it the high voltage that's required at this point?
Yeah, that's a pretty slow charge with the solar, but it can certainly help.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if
The bigger the voltage, the faster you're going to charge. So the newer, bigger chargers, and hope that we'll have a few of those around here shortly, Town Pump and possibly Tesla coming in here soon with another fast charger. So.
All right. What about dealerships here in the Flathead?
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they'll all be having some soon.
It would seem that our General Motors and our Ford dealerships probably will be having them at some point here, because those cars, those manufacturers are into it already.
Yeah. And if there's people asking for it, they're definitely going to get them.
Mm-hmm. And what about, and you said already we have a number of charging stations around the area.
Yeah, I think there's 40 that I saw in our local area, in the valley, at the park. And you can just open up PlugShare. It's a free app. Put in your zip code and zip code of where you're going, and you'll see where all the chargers are.
And I know at one point Flathead Electric was looking for partners who would open up their places for charging stations. Is there a charge for charging up your car?
It depends on where you go. Some places there are, some there are not. You know, we partnered with the City Whitefish in their parking garage and North Valley Hospital. No charges there, but if you go to a privately owned charger, you're gonna pay.
All right. Yep. But you will if you get a tank of gas too, you're going to pay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can you give us any idea what maybe a charge might cost versus what it costs for a tank of gas?
It's going to be around here in the 40% range.
40% of what it costs for a tank of gas?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. Anything else you can tell us about these vehicles that we should consider if we're thinking of buying one?
Try one out. 70% of Americans have never been in an electric car.
Never have. I've been in a hybrid, but not an electric.
Yeah. And that's the best way to promote electric vehicles is to have people try electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. Once you get in there, you'll see how nice they are, how powerful, how quiet, just how fun they are to drive.
All right. Yeah. Gosh, it's been a great conversation, and I'm really excited about the advent of electric vehicles, and looking forward to a cleaner future.
Yes, me too.
All right, Ashley Keltner, thanks so much.
Thank you.